Okay, we're on Daf Samach tonight. So, if you remember in yesterday's Daf, we discussed the machloka between Rav and Shmuel. If a man said, we had a case in the Mishnah, if a man is Mekadesh a woman and he says, you're Mekadesh to me, Me'ayom, no, Me'ayom. He says, Mekadesh to me, Me'achshav, or Lekar Shloshim Yom, from today and after 30 days. So, Rav's, and then another man is Mekadesh, another man is Mekadesh. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah says, Mekudeshet ve'ena Mekudeshet, Safek Mekudeshet to each one of the two men. So Rav says, that's the Olam. In other words, there's no time limit. In other words, in perpetuity, she's Mekudeshet to both men and Safek. And Shmuel says, she's only in that state till Shloshim Yom. After Shloshim Yom, then the world changes, and she's only Mekudeshet to the first one. So the Gemara says that the Machloket turns on when the person says, Me'achshav or Lachar Shloshim Yom. So Rav takes it that there's a safek, it could be A, that it's a Tanai, meaning that that it's me'achshav, if I don't renege on it in 30 days, in which case retroactively you're Mekudesh to me from now, or the other choice is maybe he was chozer, he says me'achshav, then he changed his mind, he thought after 30 days. So that's the safek according to Rav. So according to Rav, so the Safek will go on forever with both men. I don't know if she's married to the first man, I don't know if she's married to the second man, that's forever. But according to Shmuel takes it as Davar Pasha, that it's a Tanai, that if I can renege for up to 30 days, but after 30 days, definitely Mekudesh to the first person. Okay, that's the Machlok Rav and Shmuel we had from yesterday. So let's go back now, two lines to the bottom, on Yom Tov Beis. So, or three lines. Amar Abaye, Tami Rav. So, based on the svar of Rav, Ba'achad v'amar l'harit mekudeshet li me'achshav. A different case. Let's say Reuven goes to Rachel and says, "You're mekudeshet to me me'achshav shloshim yom." Uva'acher v'amar l'harit mekudeshet li, and so on. Let's say on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, which is coming up soon. So, at 10 o'clock that morning, Reuven comes to her and says, "You're mekudeshet to me me'achshav shloshim yom." Then at 12 o'clock, Shimon comes and he says, "Hare mukbe." At 12 o'clock, Shimon says, "You're mukdesh to me from now till after 20 days." And then the top line is Samach and Aleph. And then at 2 o'clock, "Mukdesh to me from now until after 10 days." So may Rishon and may Achron streich again, may Msayin streich again. So it'll come out according to Rav Svara, but to clear herself out of the situation. Again, it's a different case from the Mishnah, but she's got these three men. So if she wants to be a free woman, she'll need a get from Reuven and from Levi, one and three. Manavshach, the Gemara analyzed it. Itanah, if we assume that the statement, Me'achshav, Ulahar, Shloshim Yom, Esrim Yom, Asara Yamim, it's a Tanai. It's your Mekudesh from now, but I can retract, for 20 days, and then that's it. Itanah, so the Kama Kiddushei, not of love, Kiddushei. So then clearly the first one has priority. The first one's Mekadesh at 10 o'clock in the morning. So eventually, if he doesn't renege on it in 30 days, she's Mekadesh to the first. He says, conversely, though, if we say that when a person makes that statement or a similar statement, it's retracting, he says, I changed my mind. Now look, our social yom, he says, the last one had the shortest layup time. He said, "Me'achshav l'achar asara yamim." So if each one was chozer, and the Reuben is saying, 30 days are my wife," then it says, "20 days are my wife," 10 days your wife. So then the third one is the safek she's mekudeshet to. So Mela. So according to Rav Sfara, she would only need to get from number one and number three. All right. So the Gemara says pshita. The Gemara says that's pashut. So ma'od teima ha'ilishna mashma tana mashma chazara. So I might have thought, what's the pshat? And we say that a person says, "I'm going to take one of them." I might have thought that, in other words, Rav has a safek whether it's a tanai or whether it's chazara. I might have thought that each person could have his subjective way of understanding the statement, so it would be talui in each man. So if it's talui in each person's statement, so if the person understood it as a Tanai, it's a Tanai. If a person understood it as Chazara, it's Chazara. If that would be the Pshat, so I might have thought that she needs a get from everyone. How so? So Rashi goes through. The one who's the Tanai is going to be the first one. If I say the first one intended it as a Tanai, and let's say two and three intended it as Chazara, Right, so the marry the first one. But let's say the first one intended as chazara, and the second one intended as a tanai. So, and then third one. And anyway, so it could be either one. You can get from each one of them. So kamash malan. So what Rav is teaching me, or the Gemara is teaching me, that or Abai is teaching me in the following the svar of Rav, that we don't say it's subjective, that each person can understand the statement as he chooses. It means that objectively we're mesupak what the statement means, and that's the way we're going to go with it. In whatever it means, but we don't know whether it means, tonight or whether it means Chazara. Right. In other words, it's the same definition for each three. Okay, let's go further. Okay, so now, if you remember, we had the machlok between Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel said, "Vaday, it's a tanai, a stipulation." So if a person says, "Me'ashav l'achar," so Shmuel takes it, "Vaday, that a stipulation that he can retract it within 30 days. Otherwise, she's mekudeshet." No, without a safek, that's the way Shmuel holds. And Rav holds from a supak, whether it's chazara or it's a tanai. So now we're going to have a third opinion, a different way to view the statement, "Me'ashav l'achar shloshim." So ulamar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu me'atovsin ba, achinamar Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yochanan. So two statements, both in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says that even if 100 people, let's say, come to this woman, one says, "You're mekudesh to me," the harsh social, one is 29, 28, 28, whatever. She has an element of kiddushin to each one of the people. How so? So Amarle Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to explain to you the svara for Rabbi Yochanan, which is a different svara from what we had up to now. That each one is regarding himself like a row of bricks. Like when you have a row of bricks, the typical way, you don't put like one brick exactly on top of the other brick. You one brick goes over a little brick. In other words, you have a row of bricks, but the next row, in other words, right. In other words, like when there's a space on the lower one, there'll be the middle of the brick above it. So the brick above it leaves space for the next one as well. Meaning, the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it's a little bit like integration, the way I remember in mathematics, that each one is, in other words, doesn't mean from now, and it doesn't mean after 30 days. It means that bit by bit by bit, I'm going to acquire you over the course of 30 days. So each day, I'm getting a little bit Kodesh of you. So while that's going on, other people are also Mekadesher in little bits and dribs and drabs. So that's the way Rabbi Yochanan views the situation. So again, so in the Mishnah it says, if Reuven says, "You're mekudesh to me mehayom ulachar," what is it, "me'achshav ulachar," and then somebody comes in as mekadesher, so both kiddushin are tofes, is the way it sounds like, and mekudesh and mekudeshin. So she gets needs to get from both. So Matib Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina posed a kasha from the following brisa against Rabbi Yochanan: "Mehayom ulacharmita get beino get." So we had this yesterday. If a man says to his wife, "This is your get," mehayom ulaacharmita, it's a get beino get. So we'll see in a minute. We gave pshatim yesterday. We'll give pshatim today. But it won't work out well within Rabbi Yochanan, we think. He says v'mei means a safek whether it's a get or not. In other words, if it's mehayom, then it's a get. If it's laacharmita, it's not a get. He says v'mei, and if he dies, choletzet lo mitgevenet. So to be on the safe side. So she might be a widow because it might not be a guest. She needs to do chalitza. We're not going to let her do yibum. So now the Gemara says, "B'shleim l'Rav misayalei." So Rav was mesupak in a similar language by kiddushin, whether it's a tanai or is it a chazara. So in the same way here, we could say Rav will be mesupak with the statement. If he says, "This is your get mehayom l'acharmita," it might mean that l'acharmita is a tanai, that after death it'll be retroactively effective from today. So in which case it's a get. Or it might be a chazara. He might have retracted the statement according to Rav. He says, "This is your get." No, I changed my mind. Lacharmita, which means not a get. So everything works out well with Rav. So it's safek, and so she does chalitza. Fine, that works out well. The Shmuel Nami Amani Rabbanhi, but I'm the Amri Karebi. So remember, Shmuel says it's vaday according to Shita Shmuel. It's vaday tanai. But Shmuel, remember, we quoted a braisa yesterday that contained this case. And the Braisa contained the Shita of Rebbe and the Chachamim. So in the Braisa, he says, Rebbe Omer Kizaget. So Rav holds like the Chachamim and Shmuel holds like Rebbe. So Shmuel will say, that Braisa that you just quoted, that goes according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim were lined up with Rav. In other words, the Braisa that we just quoted That's something. That's like Rav, but it's a machloket tanoim between the Chachamim and Rebbe. The Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel seem lined up with the same machloket. So the Brisa goes according to Chachamim. The Chachamim are lined up with Rav. And I, Shmuel, hold like Rebbe, that it's not a safek.
Yeah.
Right. Correct. Okay. Fine. El Rabbi Yochanan, the Marshiura have a Kogita Mishayar Bavalo Klumhu. So, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the person is like doing a gradual situation, so he's doing gradual, this is your get, means like gradually taking place. And then when you're dead, like it finally takes place, he says, that's not anything. In other words, if I can't give you get for 20%, 50%, or even 90%, it has to be 100% get. He says, yibum miyamim. So she should be able to do yibum. In other words, not a get. According to the way Rabbi Yochanan understands it, it's not a get. You're doing gradually, but it's gradually ends when he's dead. So that's not a get. You can't have a get la'achamita. So she should be able to do yibum. So that's a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rava. So Rava tries to give an answer. We're going to reject this in 1 second. Get lahotzi, umit lahotzi. So Rava says, look, the purpose of a get is vis-a-vis the woman is to terminate the relationship. And death also terminates the relationship. He says, Mashashir get gemarto mita. So he wants to say that get and mita can come out, be mitzuref together, and come out, create a whole. So in other words, she was like 80% divorced, and then he died, and 20% now. But I don't know whether it's divorce or whether it's mita. That's the shot that he wants to give. So that's what Rava says. So Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, Midami, how can you compare the two situations? Get motzim, vis-a-vis the woman, is the same. But vis-a-vis the Yavam, it's very different. Get motzim, Rishud Yavam, again, pulls her totally away from the Yavam. The Yavam is the surviving brother, so her brother-in-law. So the get, to the extent that she's divorced, she's not involved with this Yavam. Mita, Machtas, Rishud Yavam. Mita is a total different thing. It brings her close to the Yavam. So that's not the pshat. Elamar Abaye hatam tamaloi. So Abaye says, inachinami, Rabbi Yochanan will learn pshat in that Mishnah that indeed she is not divorced and she's totally a widow. She's in the brisa that we just did. Get beino get. So Rabbi Yochanan holds the pshat in the brisa is that she is not divorced, that she's totally a widow. Where that's what we're coming up to now. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. He says, Amar Ba'alamar Mai Hatam Tamamai. So why is it that we say she can't do Yibam, which is what Yosef just asked? Gzeru Mishumayom Imeti. It's exactly that people might confuse this case. This case was Mehayom La'achar Mita with another case, which is also mentioned in the Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. That's a Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. I said a Bryce before. It is his side in Tosefta, but it's a Mishnah. He says, Mehayom Imeti, Hareza Get. There's another case. If a person says, you're divorced from me today if I die, like, I don't know, maybe he's afraid of going on like a dangerous trip or something like that. And he says, I'm giving you the get today and you're divorced of today if I should die. So that is 100%. No, that's 100% good get. That's a wonderful get. That's 100% get. So if we let the woman do yibam in this situation, so get, there's no yibam. So we let a woman do yibam in this case, which is mehayom, which is olacharmita. So I'm afraid that people will, they hear mita and they hear hayom, so they'll conflate the two. So say if I could do yibam in this case, this time I could do yibam in the case hayom imeti, I raise again. In other words, the two will be equal in peace. So we say, do me a favor, don't do yibam. In that case, it'll be an erva, so you don't do yibam either one. So menigzor mehayom imeti to tachlot. So if there are people who confuse the two, why don't we say do chalitza in that other case? It's a good get. Let's do chalitza because they might confuse it with this case. He says, "Atu mehayom ulachar mita imatomer chaletzet mityabemet." He says, "If mehayom ulachar mita menigzor mehayom imeti tachlot." Right. Atu mehayom ulachar mita imatomer chaletzet mityabemet. So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell her that she needs to do chalitza, they might get confused and say she could do yibam as well. The other case. With the first case is mehayomi meiti. Let's go back. Wait a second. When you're calling,
but haven't we learned other cases
second,
where they second, tell her to do chalitza?
One second,
and you're
one
not
second.
Worried about the yibam?
One second, my dear. One second. Okay, I'll get to you in a few minutes. Okay, now. All right. Let's refer to both cases now. There's one Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. The Mishnah mentions both cases. The Mishnah mentions both cases. One case is Mehayom ul'achar mita, which is the first case we mentioned in this sugya. But in the Mishnah over there, there's an earlier case. So the earlier case in the Mishnah is yeah, Mehayomi meiti, right. So the Mehayomi meiti, I'll say, is the first case. And then Mehayom ul'achar mita is the second case. So Mehayom ul'achar mita, so the Mishnah says it's get ve'eino get. So Rabbi Yochanan learns it's really not a get. It's not a get. I mean, the get is totally a zero. So she technically, on its in Torah, could do Yibam or Chalitza. But we're afraid if we tell her that she could do Yibam in this case, then people in their minds will confuse that case with the earlier case. And the earlier case is the earlier case of the Mishnah. The earlier case of the Mishnah is Hayom Imeti. Hayom Imeti is definitely a good get. And if she does Yibam in that case, we're cooked. So the Gemara says, fine. Okay, so we won't do Yibam in this case. So then the Gemara says, but if they're going to conflate both cases, maybe she should do Chalitza in the case of Mayom Imeti. In other words, here, Mayom Alachar Mita, we're doing Chalitza. So Mayom Imeti, we should also do Chalitza because we'll confuse with that. So the Gemara says, no, if you tell her that she needs Chalitza, people may come to Yibam. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, but then how come in this case, Imatamir Choletzet Midyabemet? But in this case here, you're not afraid that she'll do Yibam, because we say she shouldn't do Yibam, in other words, in this case, we just tell her to do Chalitza because we're afraid she'll confuse with the other case. So he says, Titiabe me mechachlum, kashashat rabbanahu. In other words, in this case, the worst case scenario, she does Yibam in this case, it's not so terrible because really, on a derisa level, that's what she should do. But we don't tell her to do Yibam because we're afraid she's going to confuse it with the other case. Okay. Now, time for you, Fern. What do you got?
Didn't we learn in Yivamot and in Gittin that there were cases where it is preferable to do Chalitza over Yibam because of a fact scenario here and there? And we're not afraid in those cases that the person would feel permitted to do Yibam because she was directed to do Chalitza?
I don't know. But the you mean cases where we say do Chalitza and don't do Yibam? And what are you saying? And we're not afraid that she will do Yibam?
Right. In those cases, we're not afraid that she's going to say, oh, if I can do Chalitza, I can do Yibam. And here we are.
I don't know. I need to see the case. I don't know the answer.
Maybe there were Mamar cases. I don't remember.
All right. Otherwise, you okay with the sugya? Everybody good? Everybody
are you going to review it? Are you going to give a summary?
Okay. Here's summary again. Okay, everybody got used to summaries here. Okay, so we started off in the Mishnah of the case me achshav ula achar shloshim yom. If a person is mekadesh a woman from today and after 30 days, so we had machlok between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav thought it was a safek what those words mean. Achshav ula achar shloshim yom. Is it? Does he mean that it's a Tanai, like you're Mekudesh to me from today, but I have 30 days in which to pull out of the deal. Is that the Pshat? Or is it a Chazara? In other words, Me'achshav, I changed my mind. No, you're Mekudesh to me after 30 days. So that's Rabbi's Mesupak on it, and Shmuel holds no. In B'chlal, it's a Tanai. Shmuel is Vadai. It's a Tanai that you're Mekudesh to me today, and I have 30 days to withdraw. And then we had a third Pshat for Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, no, Me'achshav Allah Achar Shloshim Yom means that over the course of 30 days, you'll become Mekudesha to me in little, you know, gradations, like 1/30th of each day, you'll be Mekudesha to me. All right, that's basically what we learned. All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, I'm going to move on. Everybody good? All right, let's see back. I think that was the hardest part of the Daf. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, now we're up to the next Mishnah on the third wide line on Samach Amad Aleph. Okay, so Manitin. So Rashi says, a man gives a woman a pruta. He says to the woman, here's a pruta, you're mekudesha to me, but amanat shetein lach matayim zuz, on condition I'm going to give you 200 zuz, which is a substantial amount of money. He says, ha-reizu mekudeshet b'huyitein. So she's mekudeshet, provided that he gives the 200 zuz. And we'll discuss what the terms b'huyitein means. Let's say he says, here's a pruta, you're mekudeshet to me, on condition that I give you within 30 days, meaning I'll give you the the 200 zuz within 30 days. So he says, if he fulfills the Tanai, she's Mikudesh, otherwise not. Right. Well, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara will have a discussion about this. Okay, we'll discuss in the Gemara. All right, just 1 minute with that. He says, Amanat sheishli matayim zuz. He says, you're Mikudesha to me, let's say, with this pruta, on condition that I'm a wealthy man, I have 200 zuz in my possession. Harezu Mikudesha v'yeshto. She's Mikudesha, provided he actually has 200 zuz. If you can establish that he has 200 zuz, she's Mikudesha. Amanat shareich matayim zuz, on condition that I show you 200 zuz. In other words, not only do I have it, but I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you, right? So he says, so Harezu Mikudesha v'yarela, he has to show it to her. But let's say he's a Shulchani and when he shows her money and it's on the Shulchan, but it's not his money, then she's not Mikudeshet. Okay, everybody good with the Mishnah? All right, let's see further in the Gemara. So now we're on around the sixth very wide line on Samach Hamad Aleph. Gemara, Itmar, now focusing on the first case in the Mishnah. Man says to a woman, you're Mikudeshet to me with this pruta on condition that I give you 200 zuz. So says the Kudeshet, but he has to give the money. To Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, Vuhu Yitain. Rav Huna says that when he gives her the money, she's Mekudeshet retroactively. So when it was on Rosh Chodesh, he gives her Pruta. And he says, you're Mekudeshet to me, and on condition we'll give you 200 Zuz. So Rav Huna says, when he gives her the 200 Zuz, then the Kiddushin are finalized and they're effective retroactively to the original date. Okay. This is Rav Huna Amar, Lefei Yitain. Rav Huna says, no. He's only Mekudeshet when he gives the money. So even though he gave her the pruta, she let's say he the 300, let's say Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Bar Cheshvan, he gives her a pruta. Then he says, I'm going to give you 200 zuz. And he doesn't even say 30 days. Does he say here 30 days? No. He says 200 zuz. And then let's say 30 days later, he gives her 200 zuz. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's Mekudeshet on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rav Huna Amar Hu Yitain Tanah Habe, Mekayim Tanah Ba'azil. Rav Huna holds it's a stipulation. You're Mekudeshet to me right now, but subject to the following condition that I give you the 200 zuz. So once he gives the 200 zuz, so it's effective retroactively. Rav Huna Amar L'chsheyitain, he says, when he gives the 200 zuz, L'chiyayiv habu kiddushay. When he gives her the money, that's the kiddushin. Hashtamiyin lo habu kiddushay. Now it's not kiddushin. So the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the nafkamina, but whether I say like Rav Huna or Rav Yehuda? So the nafkamina between the two would be, let's say Reuven is Mekadesh Rachel. He says on Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, here's the pruta, and I'm going to give you 200 zuz. And let's say 2 weeks later, Rachel accepts kiddushin from Shimon. Rav Huna lo habu kiddushin. Whereas Rav Huna, assuming that Reuven comes up with the money, so she's Mekadesh from Rosh Chodesh, so the second kiddushin is a nullity. Rav Yehuda habu kiddushin. According to Rav Yehuda, it is effective kiddushin because the kiddushin at best will only be effective when he comes up with the money. He didn't come up with the money yet. And we learn similar halachot, like the parallel case with the get. If a man says to a woman, this is your get, on condition you give me 200 zuz, so she's megureshet, but she has to give the money. So Itmar, concerning that Mishnah, we learn the similar machloket. Rav Huna Amar v'hi titein. Rav Huna says that she has to give it, meaning, but it's effective. Get is effective retroactive. So again, same as before. Let's say he gives her the get on Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and he says, oh, "This is your get on condition you give me 200 zuz," and then she gives him the 200 zuz a month later, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. She's divorced as of Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Rav Huna Amar l'chet titein. Rav Huna says, "No, she's only divorced when she fulfills the condition. Then she's divorced at that point." Rav Huna Amar v'hi titein Tanahavi, v'chaim etzanava azla. So Rav Huna holds it's a stipulation. You do the Tanai, and then everything fits into place. Rav Huna Amar l'chetitain, l'chiyahavalei, when she gives him the money, then it's a get. Hashtamiyin lo habiget. Up till now, it's not a get. Let's do a few more lines, and we'll pause. What's different times? You mean according to Rav Yehuda? Rav Huna is the first one, the retroactive get. So what's wrong? Well, let's say the get is dated in Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and he gives her the get on Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and he says, "This is your get, provided you give me 200 zuz." Yeah, that's what I said. So according to Rav Yehuda, he says the get is only effective once she gives the money. So here's your get, and then she's holding on to the get. It's so it is, but that's the all right. I don't know. Okay. You say get Yasha, and you think, you know, all right, we'll see in a minute. Now let's see back in the word. So my binayu, so what's the nafkamina between, well, we'll see in a minute that Rabbi Huda is going to get schlugged up, but okay, but we'll see. So my binayu, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda? Let's say the get gets ripped up or lost between Rosh Chodesh, Mar Cheshvan, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev, between the time that she receives it and she comes up with the money. The Rav Huna have a get. So Rav Huna, it's fine. It's a get. It doesn't make a difference. It was a get when he gave it to her. Subject to the stipulation. She filled the stipulation. Now she's divorced as of Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yehuda lo have a get. Rav Yehuda, it's only a get when she gives the money. At the time she gives the money, the get's not around, so she's not divorced. It was necessary for Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda to teach me their machloket, both in reference to the Mishnah with Masechet Kiddushin, and also in reference to the Mishnah with Masechet Gittin. He says, "The Yashmin and Gabi Kiddushin, if they only taught us the machloket by Kiddushin," he says, "Bahakamar Rav Huna should the krobakati." I would say Rav Huna says by Kiddushin that it's retroactive. Because a man, the Gemara assumes a man wants to marry a woman. He's in love. He's smitten with her. So he wants to be married with her as soon as possible, even though it'll be subject to her, you know, to him, you know, coming and filling in the Tanai, but he wants to go forward. So maybe there he hold, if he only told me by Kiddushin, I'd say there he holds retroactive. About Gerushin, the Racha Kaka'ati, here we assume that a man does not want to be divorced, that he's like pushing her away. He says, "Ema modi le the Rav Yehuda." I would say, if they didn't explain it, that maybe Rav Huna agrees with Rav Yehuda that it's only a get when she comes up with the money, and because I'm not eager to be divorced. That's what I would have thought. He says, "V'yitmar b'hach." Conversely, if they only taught me the machloket by Gerushin, b'hach kama Rav Huna. Now here we're going to assume the opposite. Here we're going to assume that a person would want to be married and want to be divorced pronto, and the only reason to delay it would be as an incentive to press the money. So he says, "V'yidmar b'hach." He only taught me by Gerushin. B'hach kama Rav Huna. But here Rav Huna says the Gerushin is effective immediately from the date that it's given over. Shem de'ilu kasif le l'mitvah. He's not embarrassed about pressing her, "Give me the money. Yeah, I want it. I want the money." So he says, "Aval hacha," where he's mekadesh her and he says, "I'll give you 200 zuz." De'ik sifal l'mitvah. She feels embarrassed to say, "Where's the money, dearest?" So he says, "Ema modi le the Rav Yehuda." So I might have thought that Rav Huna agrees with Rav Yehuda that she's not married till the money is on the table, and so she gives them till. And that's why that.
In
In the Kiddushin case, right? In other words, that she needs a lever. She needs like a club to incentivize them to give the money. So when you come up with the money, then we're Mekudeshet, otherwise not. So it's Tzricha. So it was necessary to teach the machloket in both cases. Okay, let me pause, get a breath for a minute. Oh, okay. All
So
right.
you can get married with a Tanai, Kedushin, and you can get divorced with a Tanai.
Yeah, I'll leave it to the Hilchot of the Gemara. Today, nobody would ever do it tonight, but either one. But in Achinami, you could. Now, so again, so in the
And
Mishnah,
did
in
we
the.
learn one from the other to get to that? I forgot.
I don't know. But I don't know about learning one from the other. I mean, Tanaim are din like throughout all the whole Torah you have Tanaim, but remember like the Mishpat Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven Mishpat say Tanaim. So the so we had a lot from the Mishnah. If a person says you're Mekudeshet to me today with this pruta, I'm enough that I'll give you 200 zuz. So the Tana of the Mishnah says, "Garezu Mekudeshet who he takes." He's Mekudeshet, but he has to come up with the money. So we had a machlok between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean that she's Mekudeshet? Rav Huna means says she's Mekudeshet retroactively. Once he comes up with the money, she's Mekudeshet from the time she first received the pruta. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she's Mekudeshet as of the time she all the money's on the table. And we said that we had a similar lachah b'gerushin. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, Yosef's got a question. Go ahead.
Giving in the beginning.
The
What I understand.
yeah yeah
To
yeah
the
yeah well it sounds like according to Rabbi Yehuda that it begins the process. In other words, the process is in it's in process, you know what I mean?
process. She wants the money.
The process
She gets
yeah
it.
it's, but the process of Kiddushin has gotten off the table.
So maybe someone else comes in the door. So there's no good process.
You mean according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah. That was not for me. You should marry someone else.
All right. That's all I have. Let's look at the Rashi, the last Rashi. Okay, Yosef's asking, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is it necessary for him to give a pruta up front? So two lines from the bottom on Samach Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Habu Kiddushe. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is when somebody else comes in, it's Makadish Ben Atayim. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Habu Kiddushe, Sheni Kiddushin. So the second Kiddushin or Kiddushin, in other words, if on Rosh Chodesh Baruch Cheshvan, she accepts a pruta from Reuven, and Reuven's going to come up with 200 zuz, and then on the 15th of Baruch Cheshvan, Shimon gives her a kiddushin, so his kiddushin are effective. Perishal and Akame the Kach Bakruta. The first one didn't have intent to be Kachur with a pruta, and Matayim zuz. The late the Rabbi Yehuda of Omer Amanah, Kilmer Me'ach Shavdami, doesn't hold like him now. Alright, I don't know. That's all I have. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, I'm going to move on unless anybody has anything. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, so okay, yeah, so around line 8 on Samach Amud Beis, okay? So, Amud Beis. Now we're going to ask a question against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says everything is at the... Right. When the money's there, then things happen. So Meikve, we ask a kasha against Rav Yehuda. From he says, "Harei zikitech amarashitli matayim zuz." If a man says to a woman, "This is your get," but in other words, we'll take it from the din we're getting on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Afa pishin garei haget o shabad harei zum gureshe. Even though the get has been ripped up or lost in the interim, she's divorced. So that's on all fours, like Rav Huna, and it's not looking good for Rav Yehuda. La acher lo tinase achtitain, but she shouldn't marry anybody else till she gives the money. Va'otani, and then there's another price that we learned that looks like it's on all fours with Rav Huna. Amar la hareza kitecha menachtitli matayim zuz. If a man says to a woman, "This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz," umate, and then he dies. Matna, if he had given him the money before he died, ein zekuka liavam. So then she's divorced. Lo not na, but if she didn't give the money, zakuka liyavam, then she's not divorced and she has yivam. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, the tenant la achiv o la aviv o lechamenak krovim, even after the husband's dead, when the husband gave her a get, he says, "An amanat shetitni li matayim zuz," Gamliel understands, "Li can even be my heirs. You can give one of my heirs the money, and that also works." So the Gemara explains, Adkan lepligil, the bar savar, leave a little yorshai. The Tanakama holds, li means to me and not to my yorshim. The bar savar, if it's yorshai. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, it even to my yorshim. The kuliyama mi'e tanahabe. But everybody agrees it's tanai, meaning even the Tanakama would agree if he spelled it out and said, "This is your get on the condition you give me or my yorshim the money." Even the Tanakama would agree that if he's dead, she can give the money and she'll be Megureshet. Are you with me? So this is on all fours with Rav Huna. In other words, he gives her the get, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Baruch Cheshvan. Then he dies on the 15th of Baruch Cheshvan. And she comes up with the money on the 22nd of Baruch Cheshvan. And she gives the money, according to Leo, to the husband's father or the husband's brother or one of his other mishpacha. So according to Leo, she's divorced, even though he's dead. And so it's clear that the divorce takes place retroactively. Let's go back. Okay. Let's go back. So Rav Huna says things work retroactively. Rav Huna says it works here. When you come up the money, that's when it happens. So we have a case in the Brisa. A man gives two cases in the Brisa. A man gives a get to his wife. He says, "This is your get on condition that you give me how much? 200 zuz. It's one Brisa, the first case in the Brisa. This is your get on condition you give me 200 zuz. And then he's gestorben and geboren. It's born. Okay. Okay. So then he dies. So the Tanakhama holds she's not divorced. She's a widow. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that all is not lost. Even after he's dead, She can pay the money to her husband's brother. She can pay the money to her husband's father. She can pay the money to one of the father, her husband's yorshim, and then retroactively, divorce will be effective. So the Gemara says the machlok between the Tanakhama and Rosh Gamliel turns on what does it mean, amenachat titni li, that you give me. The Tanakhama holds li means me, and the one holds li means even to my yorshim. But everybody would agree, even the Tanakhama, if he spelled it out, this is your get on condition you give me or my yorshim. Even the Tanakhama would agree it's
Exactly.
retroactively.
Yeah.
So we have the first brisa, everybody holds retroactive. This second brisa, everybody holds retroactive. Not looking good for Rabbi Yehuda. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, so but you have to do Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is all abgeschlacht and looks like fucking like Rabbi Huda. So Amalach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would say to you, Amani Rebbe. He says, no problem. That brisa is going like the Tana Rebbe. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, Kula Omer Amanat, Kula Omer Me'achshav. Rebbe holds, whenever you say Amanat, it means Me'achshav. If I use the word Amanat, it means it'll be effective retroactively. So that brisa goes, in Akinami, that brisa is not like me. That goes like Rebbe. This is Upligi Rabbanan Alei. The Chachamim are mechulak with Rebbe. So this is Ba'anan, the Amri to Rabbanan. I hold like the Chachamim. It's my book of the Chachamim and Rebbe. And B'meila, I hold like the Chachamim. Now, one second. Let me just take a look. One second. This is, all right, one second. One second. All right. All right, let's see further.
Is this a case where he's holding her up, like making an aguna out of her until she pays up the money?
Well, if he says it's when you have the money, until she gets the money, then she's not divorced. That's the way it
She
goes.
has to buy her way out of the marriage.
In this situation, yeah. Okay, now,
Not good.
okay, now, okay, now we're up to Gufa. Okay, so we're midway down the column on Samach Amud Beis. Okay, last word in line is Gufa. So Gufa, in the earlier discussion we had, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, Kol Omer Menachah, Kol Omer Me'achshav. Whoever says Amanat, according to Rebbe, it's like Be'achshav, like retroactively. He says, Amar Rebbe Zeira, Ki Avinan Bababel, Havamrinan, Hadamar Rabbuna, Amar Rebbe, Kol Omer Amanat, Kol Omer Me'achshav Dami, Pli Rabbanan Alei. But I was in Babel, so I would say that it's a machloket. In other words, that Rabbuna says the name of Rebbe, Ki Amanat, Kol Omer Me'achshav Dami, and the Chamin holds that like Me'achshav Dami. He says, Ki Salki La'atam. And this is again Rebbe Zeira. We've had him before. Remember, Rebbe Zeira made Aliyah and he fasted, I think, 100 fasts, and he should forget all the Torah of Babel when he got to Eretz Yisrael. So, Kisalki La Tam, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rebbe Yossi, I encountered Rebbe Yossi, who was sitting and saying the name of Rebbe Yochanan. I call Mogan, but Omer Amanat to Omer Me'achshav Dami. Everybody agrees. If you say Amanat, it's Omer Me'achshav, not a machlokes. Everybody agrees that way. So if everybody agrees, so he says, "Lo nechlaku el. So the only machloket between Rebbe and the Chachamim was if a man would say, "This is your get, yom la'acharmita." There, it's a question: does he mean retroactively, or does he mean, after death? But amanat always means retroactively. Vahatanya, and it's like benichut, it's a statement. Vahatanya, the yomala acharmita get beino get rei chachamim chamor mesupak. Rabbi Yomer is a get. And Rabbi holds it is a get because he holds it retroactively. Now, Rabbi Yehuda na'amar ba'abanat nami pligi. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in order to defend Rabbi Yehuda above, we said that he holds the machloket is even almanat. It's not just the yomala acharmita, but it's even in the case of almanat. Ad mitflki b'mayom. Again, Rabbi Huda is an Amora, and here we have a brisa. But Rabbi Huda says the machloket between Rabbi and the Chachamim is not just mayom alacharmita. The machloket is more expansive. It's almanat. So he says ad mitflki b'mayom alacharmita. So instead of having the machloket mayom alacharmita, nitflki b'almanat. So they should teach me the case of almanat. So why doesn't the Braisa mention that there's a machlok between Rebbe and the Chachamim in the case of Amanat? That the Rebbe will hold that Amanat is Kmei Achshav Dami, and the Chachamim will say apparently it's a safek. So the Gemara says, "Lodiacha koach the Rebbe meayomal acharmita nami hareza get." So the Gemara wants to say that the Tana of the Brisa wants to show the extreme point of Rebbe. The Rebbe says, if you give a get, you say meayomal acharmita, that's a good get. In other words, that's a tremendous chiddush that the woman is free. And I said, meayomal acharmita, it's a fine get, and you're fine. So v'niflaki ba'almanat lodiacha koach rabbanan. Why don't you do almanat and chamor misupak, and then it wouldn't be a get. If he says this is your get, almanat, whatever the almanat is, he says koach teter adik. He'd rather the Tana would prefer to teach me heter rather than isur. So if he teaches me almanat, that would only be to teach me like the stringency of the chachamim, which is the prohibition. But if he teaches me with the get, that teaches me heter with Rebbe. So the Tana would always prefer to teach me the case of a heter as opposed to the case of isur. All right, I'm going to move on now. Two lines above where it gets wide on samachamid base. Everybody with me? Amanat shetein lach. So the second case in the Mishnah was that a man says to a woman, here's a pruta, and you're mekadesh to me on condition that I give you within 30 days, let's say 200 zuz. So if he gives it within 30 days, she's otherwise she's not mekadesh. So Amanash Telach Mikan Chule, Shita. That's obvious. You conform with the stipulation, you're mekadesh, otherwise not. So Ma'od to know. I might have thought it was really not a stipulation. It was a ruse kamar, kamar, meaning that he, the husband, or the groom and the bride presumably had a conversation ahead of time. I said, "Dearest, I'm interested in going forward with this marriage, but I want to see some money,
Meaning cash.
and I want the money on the barrel head." So he says, "All right."
Exchange.
So he says, what? Here's the pruta now. You're mekadesha to me. Then I'm going to give you like within 30 days the money." So I might have thought he says it, but neither party understands that it's really a stipulation. He's just saying it. He wants to like put a fire under himself to come up with the money, but not that I would have thought that it's not really a stipulation. Because under
Meaning
the
he gives it 3 months and he's probably put this way.
or even if he never gives it was never a stipulation. So, but he wants to like create like a deadline for himself. So, Kama Shmuel,
Oh,
no,
it is that
it is a stipulation.
one.
Okay, okay. Now,
How about that?
Amanachi. Now, let's say he's been Kaddish Nisha on condition that I have 200 zuz. Here's this pruta Mekadesh to me. On condition my whole portfolio was worth 200 zuz. So if he's got 200 zuz, she's Mekadesh. Doesn't that? And so the implication of the Mishnah is if he can establish with Edim that he's got 200 zuz, she's Mekadesh, otherwise not. So the Gemara says, V'necha Shem Yeshlo, even if he can't establish that he has 200 zuz, why are we not choshesh? Maybe he does have it. So, at least safek mekadesh. But oh, Tanya, in addition to which, we learn the Brisa, Cheshin Shem Yeshlo. The Brisa says that even if he doesn't establish the 200 zuz, we have to be choshesh that maybe he does have it. So it's safek mekadesh. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha, haba kedushi badai, haba kedushi safek. Our Mishnah is talking about kedushi badai, meaning if you can establish it with certainty, she's totally mekudeshet. Otherwise, not. The other Bryce is talking about safek kiddushin. Yeah, in other words, both would agree that if he does not establish it, she's still safek mekudeshet.
Even on this one,
Yeah, you're right, because she might have it. Okay, now, Amanat time, and you see, we don't have a lot of extra time. He says, you're mekudeshet to me. Here's the pruta. On condition that I show you 200 zuz, not just that I establish I have it, but I show you. She wants to see the money. Yeah. So Tana lo nitkavna lirot mishalom. Her intent is to see his money. So if he shows her the Shulchani's mother money, that doesn't do anything. So it's not that I enjoy seeing money. I want to see
only
you.
when
I
you
want to
have
hear.
money.
Right. That's exactly right. Mikudeshet. So if he shows her the Shulchani's the money changer. He shows them
Animal possession.
in Mikudeshet
Shita.
the Pshita. So the Mishnah means, let's say the money changer, let's say he's the money changer, but he also has a financial interest in the money on the table, meaning somebody's given him money to invest. And he,
Which money? The money, the money
the
to
money that's on
invest?
the table, it was somebody else's money, but somebody asked him to invest the money, and he's going to get a share of the investment. So even in that case, she's not Mekudeshet. In other words, yeah, but in other words, it has to be his money. I get 200 says, I want to see your money, not like this, and this is the other thing. All right. Who's in questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, go on. All right. Oh, we're just making it. Okay, barely. Okay, so on the fifth line from the top on Samach Amud Bey. Okay, Manitin. Now, this is similar to the previous Mishnah spoke about making a Tanai if you got money. This is a woman who's more interested in real property, real estate. That's it. Well, we'll see. So Manitin, more up your line of work. So Manitin, Amanachi Beit Pur, Afar. If a man says, you're Mekudeshet to me with this Pruta, on condition that I have a Beit Pur. Beit Pur is a large amount of land. So Rashi says it's the amount of land that's appropriate to plant 30 sa'a. So a Beit Satayim, 2 sa'a, would be the size of the Mishkan, 50 amot by 100 amot. So it means 50 amot by 100 amot would be Beit Satayim. So here he says, here he's got 30 sa'a. So that's 15 times. So 15 times the size of the Mishkan. So that's a sizable tract of land. So he says, Amanat Beit Pur Afar, Mekudeshet. If he can establish that he owns it, then she's Mekudeshet. Amanat Makom Ploni, on condition that I have a Beit Pur in this location, exactly right. Amanat Shareich Beit Pur Afar, on condition that I show you the Beit Pur Afar, Mekudeshet. He should, and she show it to her. But even Rabbi Bitka, if he shows, like they said, a plain or valley, it's other people's lands, but that's not what she has in mind. In other words, he's got to show her land that, like the Ponderosa. Like if he says, "I'll show you the land," but it has to be his land. It can't be other people's land. Okay, so now the Gemara, what? I don't know. Okay, now let's take a look. Now three lines above where it gets wide. So again, the same thing before. If he's got. He says, I'm not sure if he's poor, the Yeshlo, he has to establish that he has it. So let's say he does not establish by evidence that he has it, but Yeshlo, maybe he does have it. Right. So the implication of the mission says, so he's not Mekudeshet, we think. But oh, Tanya, in addition to which we learned in the Braisa, Yeshlo, we have to be Choshesh, maybe he does have it. So Lo Kasha, Habakim Shivani, Habakim Shisafe. Right, our mission is telling you about Kibushi Badai. To establish Badai, he's got to have evidence. But the Bryce is saying, in Hakinami, even if he doesn't prove it, we use Kibushi Safek. So, Lamali the Mitnah Gabi Arab, Lamali the Mitnah Gabi Zuse. Why does the Tana have to teach me the same halakhot by money and the same halakhot or by land and by money? So, Sricha, it was necessary to teach both. Right. Yeshmin and Gabi Zuse, if, yeah. Yeah, so he says, I'm not that I have 200 zuz or whatever. So I would say, people frequently have the money, but they hide it away, they secret it away somewhere. So I would say that, therefore, if he can establish that he actually owns the money, she's Mekudeshet, otherwise, not Mekudeshet. Ama ara, ema, ida itle ara, kala itle. But land, I would say, if he had land, everybody would know about it. It's like it's a well-known thing. In other words, land is like a davar, like a public, a pumbi. People have land. People know that X has got land. So I would think that even without proving it, he says, in other words, he wants to say on the Safek case, in other words, by the money, if he doesn't come up with proof that he's got the money, so I'm going to be choshesh that Safek Kiddushin, because he may have it and just didn't bring proof. With Safik, right. So with land, I would think if he doesn't have land, if he had land, everybody would know about it. So, right, that's what I would think. So, Kamash Malan, no, there could be a Safik land as well. Now, three lines from the bottom. So he says, on condition that I own land in, let's say you said Kings Point, so if he's got land in Kings Point, fine, otherwise not. So, Peshitta, that's the basic. So, now with the Tema, because I would have thought that the man could say to the woman, what difference does it make to you? In other words, she's thinking land, he's a farmer, whatever. So what do you care where the land is? In other words, I'll work the land, I'll bring you the tavua. You won't make a difference to you. You want to live wherever you want to live, live, and I'll work and bring all the tavua. So the fact that he says that on condition I have land in this place and he doesn't have it in that place, Like it's like a difference, but maybe without a distinction, without a difference. In other words, that the man can claim to the woman, why do you care where I have the land? I'm going to work
You
the land.
said I have land.
Right.
He was desert. Desert in Queens.
Right.
That's what Mishnah
Right.
teaches.
Yeah. So the Gemara is saying that the man, why does this, well, that's obvious. Why does the Mishnah have to teach to me? So the Gemara would say that if the Mishnah didn't teach to me, I would think that the man could argue that this stipulation is
You want
really.
land? I have land. Here is there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're talking about like land. He's going to work land, like to bring the crops. So I'll work it and bring it to you. So he says, "Kamash Malan." Okay, now, Amanat Beit Kur Afar, on condition that I show you a Beit Kur, which is a large tract of land of dirt. So Tana Nishalo. So her intention is to see his land. I'm not interested. Like if he says with the Bicca, he takes it to a nice, whatever, like Yellowstone Park, and shows the land. That's not what I had in mind. I want to see your land. He says, "So if he takes her into other people's land, she's not mekudeshet. Lo tzricha tenakip That yeah, pshita. Lo tzricha tenakip That it means like he showed her land that wasn't his, but he was working as an aris, a sharecropper. So he's not totally. He's entitled to a portion of the crops, third, a quarter, a third, or a half. So, but is he right? It still doesn't count. Okay, let me just do a 1 minute. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Okay, let me just see if I have something to do quickly with you, and otherwise this will be it. 1 second. All right, we'll do story, and that will be it. Okay, everybody, listen to the story. Okay, a certain man once offered contribution to a young woman. When her parents heard about this, they were a little upset. He offered contribution to a woman. They didn't like that. And he says, why have the suitor asked permission? So unfortunately, when they checked into him, their attitude went from suspicion to very deep disappointment. Apparently, the suitor acted as a non-Jew in every respect. He was even a practicing idolater. The parents were beset with worry and wished to do anything in their power to annul the marriage. So he did the Kiddushin. This sounds like doing Kiddushin differently from the Suh in the old method. It's going to be from the Rashba, so it's going back like around like 1300, so it's around 700 years ago. Finally, the rabbi came up with a brilliant idea. He said, "In Kiddushin Daf Samach would be fine that if one made a condition and failed to fulfill it, the marriage is null and void. Every suitor ends his marriage proposal with the words, 'K'tat Moshe Yisrael.' His marriage is in accordance with Jewish law and custom. In our case, since this man does not act in accordance with the Torah, presumably it is like any other condition which he does not fulfill, the marriage is absolved." In other words, it means nothing to him. So he says, of course, permitting a married woman to remarry without a divorce, serious matter, requires consent of a truly great posse.
Get it needed in that
But
case.
that's what they argued. The rabbi therefore consulted with the Rashba as to whether this unfortunate woman could be freed on the basis of the rationale. The Rashba answered, "I'm afraid that this doesn't help in the slightest, since the marriage was actually in accordance with Da'as Moshe of Israel. Even if a former convert to Judaism returned to his idolatry, the marriage would still definitely take effect if the terms of the condition were met." In other words, he says the marriage is Kedas Moshe Yisrael, not that he's doing Kedas Moshe himself. Okay, all right. That's it for tonight. Let me end the recording. 1 second. 1 second.